What the European Union's new law means for internet users all over the world. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Kimberly Adams. The European Union is pushing to regulate big global technology firms. In its latest move, EU negotiators agreed to a broad set of legislation called the Digital Services Act, which aims to, among a long list of other items, require social media companies to make their algorithms more transparent and limit the spread of disinformation on their platforms. While the language in the DSA still needs to be finalized, it seems clear platforms like Twitter, regardless of who owns it, will need to adapt to those rules. Eric Heinze is a professor of law and humanities at Queen Mary University of London. I asked him for some context on how strict these EU rules will be.
It depends on the kind of business you are. They're very clear in the legislation that they want to distinguish between the giants, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and so forth, between those and, you know, small startups or just sites that, you know, might just be run by one person. Clearly, their primary concern is with the largest and most powerful.
Do you anticipate that these companies are going to eventually comply?
If they want to make money, just because the European Union market is far too big. It's too tempting for advertisers. I suspect that they will be doing a lot to comply. Whether they do everything to comply, that might be a very interesting question.
How do you anticipate that this European law might affect users in the US?
Well, when all of these companies first started, Facebook and Twitter, they assumed that they were going to just follow a First Amendment model. And in a sense, the whole world would be subject to the First Amendment. Just the opposite happened. Pretty much the whole world now is subject to the EU law because it's the more restrictive law.
How will the DSA affect Elon Musk's plans to make Twitter more friendly to his version of what he calls free speech?
Well, I don't think it's likely to be very friendly to his version. And one of the areas of concern to the European Commission, and as we saw already in the case of the Russian invasion of Ukraine, where Russian state media were simply banned from Europe, is that disinformation is a great concern. Of course, during the COVID pandemic, this has also been a great concern. So the European Commission takes that very seriously. If Elon Musk had been running the company years ago, he might have had to force Donald Trump off anyway. Right? However much he seems to be tempting Trump supporters with the prospect of bringing Trump back on, because Trump would have clearly have been seen as an important source of misinformation.
Eric Heinze is a professor of law and humanities at Queen Mary University of London. And now for some related links. Eric wrote about some of the many challenges ahead for Elon Musk in his efforts to promote free speech on Twitter. We'll have a link to that piece on our website, marketplacetech.org. Yes, Musk may have to contend with the Digital Services Act, but Eric also argues there never really has been free speech in modern democracies. From blasphemy laws to racial suppression, there's pretty much always someone limiting what people can and can't say in public spaces. And for more details on just what's in the DSA, we'll also have a link to the official announcement from the European Commission. In addition to rules for social media companies, it will also create new measures to track and limit illegal goods and services from being shared online, including requiring new tracing requirements for businesses and online marketplaces, trying to crack down on the sales of those fake designer handbags, among other more serious issues. And while groups like Amnesty International welcome the announcement, calling the DSA a watershed moment for internet regulation, others are more skeptical. Writing in Wired, Asha Allen of the Center for Democracy and Technology's Europe office says it's still pretty early to celebrate, since we only have the broad strokes of an agreement and the details still need to be finalized. And she argues the EU's rulemaking process isn't very transparent or inclusive. So as the final text of the legislation is drafted and amended, there's likely to be a lot of lobbying happening in Brussels by civil society groups, experts, and of course, the big tech firms themselves. I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.